Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session in San Diego. We're here on the Joe Messina Show. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you involved. I want you engaged. It really is the only way we win, people. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. And once you do that, once you get the information you need, then you can go ahead and jump in with both feet. And I want you to do that. I want you to get involved at that level. Many of you think you have nothing to offer, but you know what? Some of you, you've been in a certain business, a certain arena. You have certain credentials that others don't have. And I know it sounds kind of goofy, but every little bit does help. Truly does help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly be involved. Truly be engaged. And again, I wonder if things can get even worse for the Dems. Anybody want to guess? Right? I'm just curious. I mean, they've got it pretty bad right now. At the bottom of the hour, Stacey Washington is going to join me. You know, Americans, you really have to look closely at what's ailing our country, what's going on. You know, we're trying to judge what's right and wrong, but we don't want to say anything about it. We don't want to push it. You know, society always falls back to their feelings. Right? They want to determine what's right by how their heart feels. By what makes them feel good or not feel good. A lot of times your feelings will send you down the wrong direction. Will make you do the wrong thing. Well, they don't make you. They coerce you into doing the wrong thing. What do you think? Now, Stacey Washington's got a new book out, right? And it's going to help you look at the right and wrong of politics and religion. It arms you with your greatest weapon to date, right? The truth. You've got to start canceling things. Matter of fact, you Christians, you need to learn the truth behind what you believe, what your Bible says about politics, what your Bible says about this stuff, and then engage. Don't just sit there saying, I'm not supposed to say anything, because you are. Nobody ever told you not to say anything. Bible doesn't say anywhere not to say anything. Okay, I'll save this for another day. But basically what I'm saying is, you know, bottom line with this, you need to engage. You need to get involved. You need to do the right thing. Because this truly is, it's becoming ridiculous. Right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't do anything stupid. Now, some places right now are coming up here in, 2 weeks? Elections are set for smaller local municipalities, mayors, school board members, that kind of thing. And I would say to you, pay attention. Don't be a victim of the last doorknob hanger you got. Don't be a victim of, you know, somebody's uncle's cousin's second aunt decided that Joe seems like a good guy. Let's vote for him. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Okay? What you want to do is you want to make sure you know everything you can about the candidate. Take as much time learning about the candidate as you would about your life insurance policy, your car insurance. Ask questions. Do a little Googling or what have you to find out what that person's been up to. If you don't want to use Google, there's plenty of search engines out there you can go after. Really. But before you start telling your friends, they got all the catchphrases. You loved the way they sounded. You loved what they said. You saw them in a meeting. I actually had somebody that I got mad at. You're going to laugh at me, but I got mad at them. Because a woman told me that the only reason she voted for me was she liked my name. Right? And it's not the first time I've heard that. My attitude kind of saying, hey, give me your voter card. That's it. That's not the way to vote. Do they line up with your principles? Not party. Notice I didn't say party. Principles. I want to know. I don't want to know your personal business. I want to know if that person lines up with my principles. I want to know if that person is a clue as a, you know, what the sanctity of life means, what a woman is. All of those are a big deal. All of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you heard this about the Republicans pulling out of the presidential debates. You know, it's always been rigged against us anyhow. When I say that, I don't mean that it's rigged against us or we will lose, if you would. But the Republican National Committee unanimously voted to withdraw from its participation in the presidential debates. Now, those debates are sanctioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The organization is definitely biased against the GOP, always has been. Right? Think about who's on those committees. Look at who gets chosen, right, to do the debates, to moderate the debates. This is stupid crazy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I know some of you guys are tired of hearing me say it, but you know what? Get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Make sure you know what's happening. And then that way you can speak against it. Or you can speak to it and show people where the misinformation is, where the bad thing is, if you would. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, this is great. This is so against everything we were taught growing up. Right? I want you to listen carefully here. Because some of you are going to think it's not a big deal. We want to come together. Joey B wants to unify everybody. The Dems say they want everybody unified. How do you unify people by continually breaking them apart, pulling them apart? It makes absolutely, I don't care, I don't need a college degree to figure this out. It ain't that hard. Dozens of universities are hosting segregated graduation ceremonies based on identities. There's three dozen colleges that I'm able to identify and universities that are hosting 2022 graduation events that recognize minorities based on race, gender, or sexual orientation. You hear me? Race, gender, or sexual orientation. Let's break them out. It just doesn't make any sense. Groups who qualify for receiving a special graduation ceremony include Black, Latino, Asian, American Indian, LGBTQ, individual. Can you imagine that? There's no extra cost to the university, mind you. I'm sure. So you're going to have a Black graduation, a Latino graduation, an Asian graduation, an American Indian graduation, LGBTQ plus graduation, and all others after that, right? No, really. Think about it. So that means... if you're a white guy who has an LGBTQ friend or an American Indian friend, you can't go to their graduation or participate. You graduate at the same time, but you guys can't graduate together, even if you're really good friends. Black and Latino, really good friends, you're not going to graduate together. Isn't that the whole idea? You want to see the graduation of your whole class. Isn't that what you all do? California Polytechnical State University, this is funny, has an extensive list of minority-centered graduation ceremonies. The events are held for Native Americans, Jews, Asians, LGBTQ, disabled, Chicanics, Latinx, African Americans, Southwest Asian, Northwest Africans, and on. I'm not reading them all. This is just ridiculous. The university's website advertises an event titled Monarch Commencement Ceremony, which recognizes and uplifts the accomplishments and successes of undocumented students. Oh, we're going to have a separate one for them? It's called the Monarch Commencement Ceremony. I guess ICE would have a place to go round them all up right there, right? Do they realize that? Do they understand that? I mean, we fought against segregation for years. People died fighting to end segregation. And now we're actively making it happen. Right? The list states that the Black Commencement Ceremony will feature distinguished speakers, special students' awards, live performances, and the traditional wearing of the Kent cloths, stoles hand-woven from Africa. To add some vibrancy, to add some color, right? I mean, the gowns aren't that pretty. Yeah. At several celebrations, such as one being held this year at the University of California, Davis, right, the graduates are presented with a kente stole. This is a type of graduation scarf that features a traditional West African pattern. Now, Ohio State University, Columbia University, Harvard University, Illinois State University, University of North Texas, University of Laverne, all are offering race-based ceremonies. The best way to get rid of racism is to make sure that you put it at the forefront of everything you do. That's how you get rid of it. These people are lunatics. Right? Just lunatics. The University of Texas at Austin describes its spring 2022 Black graduation as an annual program that gives graduates a chance to commemorate and challenge they've overcome and memories that they've made throughout their college years with their classmates, friends, family, professors, except if they're white. They can't graduate with them. Why would I go to your graduation ceremony as you're having one on the same campus that I'm on, that I went to school with you, I sat next to you in class, we built up a friendship, and all of a sudden I can't graduate with you? That doesn't make any sense. Harvard drew a lot of criticism back in 2018 when it decided to hold black graduation for the first time in history. Now, in response to the criticism, the Harvard Crimson editorial board wrote an article that defended the gathering on the grounds that it brings together black students from all parts of the university. Why, you can't do it before? You can't do it with white kids or Asian kids or Native American kids? Why? Because Harvard, according to them, probably true, is historically a white-dominated campus. You cannot foster a sense of support and belonging if you have the white kids and the black kids graduating at the same time. I don't even know where to go with that. I don't think anybody knows where to go with that, right? The editors went on to defend a minority-specific graduation events, writing that identity-focused academic celebrations, such as black convocation, lavender graduation, lavender graduation, Latinx convocation, play a vital role in reinforcing our continuous striving towards making Harvard a place where people from all backgrounds feel welcome, valued, and safe. So in other words, as a white guy, I can't value a black person, apparently. Right? No black person would feel welcomed with me standing there, I'm sure. And what would make them feel safe? Do you want to stand there in my underwear? There's a vision for you. So you know I have no guns or bombs or anything else on my body? Charlie Kirk, he called these events racist and a disgrace to all racial progress. And he's right. Set this thing back 100 years. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fire and explosion breaks out on a Russian warship in the Black Sea. The crew was evacuated, and then it sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Ukrainian forces claim they hit the ship with a missile. Russia claims they were incompetent and accidentally started a fire near their own ammunition. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It's going to have an impact on their capabilities, certainly in the near term. Whether it has an impact on their naval capabilities in the long term is just unclear right now.
Protests in Grand Rapids, Michigan after the police shooting death of a black man. 26-year-old Patrick Loyoya was pulled over and asked about the tags on his license plate. Police say he was resisting arrest. He was shot in the back of the head as he was running away. So far, the officer involved has not been charged, as state police investigate. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We're back at it again. Joe Mazzetta with you on the Joe Mazzetta Show. You know, I've been pounding this away to some of my Christian brothers and sisters that you can be involved in politics. It's not an issue and it's not a problem. But truly, when we get elected, when we, you know, professing Christians, people say they live out their belief and their love for Christ, you don't check that at the door. Many of you go into these positions, school board, water board, city council members, and you think you can no longer speak to your Christianity. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not suggesting you jump up on the dais and start, you know, preaching Jesus up there, but you can live out the principles of your Christianity. And, you know, I love the person I'm bringing on right now, Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, and her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, A Guide for Courageous Christians Navigating the Political Battlefront. Stacey, appreciate you and appreciate the book and the work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, always a pleasure. All right, so let's start off with this. Give us an 80,000-foot view of the book and what you tackle in the book, and then we'll hit some of the issues.
So the book is about cancellation and how it should not be a concern for us as Christians, because we have our eternity already sealed in Christ, and so that enables us to be able to do magnificent things on this earth because we don't have to worry about that aspect. So we can actually move forward speaking truth, understanding the world through our biblical worldview, and utilizing the tool of politics to manage government, because that's all politics is. It's a tool. It is not a religion. It's not a lifestyle. It's not a way of living. It's just a tool like a ladder or a hammer or a drill. We use politics to manage government, and we use our Christian worldview to help us make the most biblically sound decisions about it.
Yeah, amen. I mean, I agree with you. Going in there, I pray before I get into the meeting. You know, some people say, oh, come on, you're a Christian. You should start the meeting off with prayer. Well, you know, it's not illegal for me, but it's illegal in the state, and why do that? I go ahead and pray before I get there, all right? And again, we need to ask for guidance. We need to have other people up there helping us out with that as well. I love the title, Eternally Cancel Proof. And you're right. And now, Have you spoken, and I would imagine you have, you've probably spoken to other Christian elected officials at this, at the local levels. I mean, federal and state are a little different, but when you're talking about local level, again, school board, city councils, areas, county supervisors or what have you, what do you get from them as far as feedback, as living out their Christianity in the seats that they're in?
Well, I think people who are Christians who are serving as public servants are they're there to do a job. So there's two kinds of politicians: those who are there to enrich themselves and to seek power, and then the others who are there to serve. And so a true act of servanthood is getting elected and going in and trying to solve a problem or execute on a mission that taxpayers and voters have sent you there for. And so I see a lot of either or. I don't see much in between in the way of people saying, well, I want to be rich and famous, but I also am here to do a job. It's usually they're power seeking only, or they're there to be a public servant and to actually maintain and uphold the Constitution.
Well, you know, you mentioned it, that Republicans are very much, especially our Republican leaders there, you know, thank God this, bless God that, it's all about God. But really, truly, from my point of view, from what I see them doing, they're very weak in their leadership and depending on Christian principles to do their job. And it's very infuriating. It's infuriating for guys like me that help some of these people get in office, that work with them. And I'm a Christian, if you would, legislator myself. Why is the Republican Party so weak? Why are Republican Christians, do you think, so weak in their faith and their principles when they get there?
So the issue that they have is, first of all, they're ashamed and they don't have a true biblical worldview. Because if you have a biblical worldview, you understand that there's nothing to be ashamed about in being a Christian. It's your right as an American citizen to practice whatever faith tradition you feel is best for you. And so for us as Christians, we have no less right to practice Christianity as any person is practicing the faith of Islam or Judaism or anything else. But with the Republicans, they like to assume the mantle of being a person of faith by using buzzwords and speaking in a certain manner during the campaign. And then when they get to Washington, D.C., their true colors appear, and that is that they're there for power. They're there for insider trading. They're there for any host of reasons, just to get out of their home state, to have the ability to have a huge staff and to have homes, you know, in Washington, D.C., and then in their home district. There's a lot of reasons why people run for political office, but godly men go because they have a mission to accomplish, and they're empowered by God, and they understand that because they have the mind of Christ. And so they're absolutely certain that the reason they're there is for a purpose. And that is the difference between the godly men that have really a huge impact, like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, and then contrast that with the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Lisa Murkowskis. There's a huge difference in the way they behave.
Oh, agreed. And I see it. You know, my push for the last year or two has been, look, to a degree, forget about the federal level stuff. Deal with the local stuff. Let's get Christian conservatives who truly believe and love God into these seats, school boards and city councils and what have you, because major decisions are made. You know, my little town is 300,000 people, grown since I've been here from about 170. And we've seen our school boards go from solid, conservative, mostly Christians on these school boards to my board is now 4-1. I've got, you know, 4 progressives, 4 more liberal people, and I'm the only one on there speaking against some of these issues. So when we're quiet, when we don't push our principles, when we don't line up our principles or our voting with God's law, it empowers the left big time, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. So the speaking of truth is not reserved to those who we feel are strong or have great voices. The speaking of truth is a duty for all of us, whether it's in our own homes or in our small communities, small groups, you know, PTA, PTO, and also for people who are elected, whether it's a school board, which actually school boards have a lot of power. They control your local tax rate. They determine what kind of curriculum your children will absorb. There's actually a lot of power on school boards. And then in your municipal elections where you have your mayor or your town council, county council, those also set tax rates and determine what you can do during lockdowns. Like the pandemic showed us just how much power is wielded at the local level and how important it is to have godly leadership there so that you're not having your rights infringed upon because of something like a pandemic, like policy surrounding that, et cetera.
Oh, no, you're so right. They do have a lot of power. What I constantly have to tell people and people of faith as well is, look, I'm one of five votes, which is the same for every one of our school boards in the area. And that's why it's so important for you to pay attention to what's going on, who's running for office. You know, one of my irritants, and you and I haven't discussed this, but one of my irritants is when people say, it doesn't matter if I vote, it doesn't matter who I vote for, God's will always gets done. I go, come on, really? The Bible specifically tells us to go seek out godly people, people who love God, who love God's word, for office. You can't, like we have at the presidency level, you can't vote for a guy that believes in abortion, that doesn't believe in God first, and expect the things of God to get done, right?
Well, so people do have a tendency to say they're practicing Christianity, they're serving in church, they're discharging a lot of really excellent acts of obedience. But they want to kind of say, well, politics is too disgusting, too nasty. I just don't want to be involved in that. So I'm going to leave that alone because God's sovereignty will continue to, like, whatever he wants to happen will happen. Well, that ignores all the times in the Bible where God tasks a person with doing something. And when that person was obedient, God actually blessed and he resolved problems. He set the captives free, removed demons from people. It's all kinds of examples in the Bible of God using people to execute his will on the earth. And that's what we are as Christians. We're the hands and feet of Christ. And wherever we're silent, those are areas in which the enemy will run rampant and you'll see evil proliferate. So public schools, universities, now private schools, government, these are all areas in which Christians have pulled back. The area of Hollywood, culture, and entertainment, and every area we've pulled back in and we're no longer present and contributing, those areas are all now full of hell and degradation and really the worst kinds of things. And the victims of all of this are our children. So we have to participate.
Oh, it's totally agreed. We've got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Heat up your drink. Cool down your drink, whatever it takes. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Yeah, I love having... Loved interviewing her. We've got another segment coming up with her on it, too. For you people of a religious persuasion, you got to live out what you believe. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, that's great. Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. Matter of fact, don't go anywhere. If you're in the chair and you forgot to heat up your coffee, too bad, you lose. Stacey Washington is with me. Don't go. I want you to hear what she has to say. You can't miss this. Seriously. We're back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And I want you to get informed. Many of you go out there and you start talking about your rights and what you want to do and what you think elected officials ought to do. But know what your rights are first. Get a clue as to what you have a right to ask for, what you're entitled to by the law, and that's what you need to push for. So get informed first. And the way you get informed, you know, again, we have elections coming up, school boards, water boards, city councils, state assemblies, state senates. You need to be involved and understand who you're voting for. Just because they claim to be a Christian or just because they have an R in front of their name doesn't mean they're the best person for the job. I've asked Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, to join me. Her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. Stacey, I got to have a little fun with you. How many courageous Christians do you really know in the group of your Christian, your whole Christian world around you? People that really, when it gets tough, they're willing to live out their Christianity. Just curious.
I would say maybe I have a higher than average number of those people in my life just because of what I do for a living. And iron sharpens iron. So I would say I have dozens of people who are actually living their Christianity out in public, very strongly advocating for the truth and standing up to cancellation and people trying to bully them out of their viewpoint. So, you know, it's not unusual. I think friends that I have across the country also have these people in their lives, and people like that tend to group together in clumps, in my experience. So I have dozens of people like that, and they're the ones who actually strengthen me and encourage me to continue on in what I'm doing, and I do the same for them.
Yeah, amen. God, you know, when I look at some of the people through the years that have worked with me and worked to make things happen in my community, a lot of those what they refer to themselves as religious people, Christians, they back away when the heat comes up. They back away when they feel like they're making people feel bad, because you know, people want to run on emotion. They want to run on feelings. I don't want anybody feeling bad about themselves because I'm a Christian and they know I don't believe in transgenderism, or I don't believe in certain things. And that's what a lot of Christians have done today, is they've backed off to the worldview, if you would, of what being nice is and what treating people nicely. But we're not called to do that, are we, really?
No, we're not. And so in the book, I also talk about how to go over these political issues with your kids, how to kind of indoctrinate them. I use the term in its positive sense, to indoctrinate your kids on how to deal with the things that are coming at them no matter what. Like, children are going to face woke culture. They're going to face assaults on their faith and their worldview. And so in order for us to equip them to be ready to handle that, we have to teach them the truth, and we have to help them understand that our viewpoint is actually the minority. If you have a biblical worldview, you're in a distinct minority of a minority. And so instead of expecting people to understand where you're coming from, you come out of the gate expecting them not to understand, and then utilizing your faith and your courage that you get from Christ, from knowing him, to speak the truth anyway and to stand up and to kind of normalize it, so that other people who might be sitting by silently agreeing with you are then empowered to speak up as well. I compare the party platforms in the book, and I give each of the items that I compare in both platforms, I give the biblical worldview for those. So you don't have to be kind of on the fence or wondering. I mean, on the obvious things like abortion, we all know abortion is unbiblical. But there are some other things that have really been sold as being something that Christians should agree with, like socialism. I cover that in the book, and I break it down to the tenets of socialism, and I tell you why it's unbiblical, giving you the specific chapter and verse. And then in chapter 9, I talk about the fact that most of us will experience cancellation of some sort, whether it's being canceled by friends or a group of cohorts that we spend time with, to very public cancellations that were humiliating and embarrassing that I endured because of what I do for a living and because of viewpoint discrimination in one case. So these are things that we should expect to happen, and we should be equipped to deal with them. And the book goes through not just the political issue itself, but what God's word says. And even for people who are not Christians, you can still look upon my book and learn from it from the perspective of being in a society where our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian ethos. It's what the founders used to create our form of government, comes straight out of Exodus 18. So we know that in the big scheme of things and in the tiniest of things, our Constitution was created by men who, they not only read the Bible, they knew it, and they believed it, most of them. Like, I think it's all but one were. So they believed in God and were definitely understanding. They had a deep understanding of the scriptures. So we have an opportunity to use the experiment that we've been given and to actually understand it for ourselves, and to use the tool of politics to actually make a difference in the lives of not just our own loved ones and family and people that are in our circle, but in the lives of Americans across this country and those who want to be Americans, because we're the number one immigration destination on the planet. And that's because we have the longest running constitution in the history of nations. We have peaceful transfers of power, and we have a populace that we're all Americans, regardless of our skin tone or our ethnic background or our country of origin. Once we swear allegiance to the flag and we become citizens, we're all Americans instantly. It's not a matter of you know, being a specific ethnic group, as it is if you're German or if you're French or if you're British. So it's something special. We need to maintain it, and the way to do that is to get my book and be informed.
Yes, yeah, and we'll put up a link to the book on the show notes and what have you. You know, it's funny. I've been teaching. I know you've been on the Victory Channel with Rick Green, and I became one of the constitutional coaches there years ago. And I've been teaching the biblical citizenship class on weekends. And I'm amazed at how many of our brothers and sisters of Christ don't know how we started, don't know what our founding fathers had in mind, don't know that we truly, you know, Christian principles are what we've been based on, and they've been browbeaten to believing that you have to have a separation of church and state, and you can't bring those things in seriously. So we use the Bible as a basis for stepping out every day. In the last 2 minutes you have, speak to some of the Christians listening to the show right now and tell them what they should be doing.
Well, you know, I don't want to be a person who's like saying, well, you have to do this or you have to do that. But I do think we should all be looking around for a way that we can participate in our process, because politics is not a religion. Politics can't save us, but we can certainly use the tool of politics to manage government. And one of the things I think we could most use is election judges and people who are willing to take the 4-hour training class. Because of COVID now, most of those are online, so you can take it from the comfort of your home. And then you are an election judge on election day or a poll watcher. And these are roles that the Republicans, so they have equal number of Democrat and Republican poll judges or election judges. And usually the Republican vacancies are outnumbered the Democrats. Like, the Democrats always have a full slate of people to work, and the Republicans do not. And so it's one day out of this year, it might be 3 days, because, you know, you have your primaries. We just had school board elections, and then you have the general in November for midterms. But on a normal year, there are usually only two. There's school boards in April, and then down in the latter part of the year, you'll have a general election for Congress, or obviously 2024, that'll be our big presidential election.
Yeah.
So we need to participate. You can't do, you can't execute on voter fraud. You can't pull shenanigans if people are engaged and informed and participating. So I just suggest that everyone find a place in which they can assist in their role, the highest office of the land, is citizen. And so as a citizen of this great country, you want to participate in the process and have a say, take part in making sure that things go well in America.
Yeah, you know, God gave us the ability to govern ourselves. He gave us the ability to choose our leaders, and that's a gift, and I think we should treat that gift with great respect. So you have to do your homework. You have to find out what's going on. Your book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. And, Stacy, thank you so much for doing the book. Thank you for coming on the show. And keep up the good work, seriously.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to be here. Go to Amazon.com or StacyOnTheRight.com to buy the book.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you. We'll catch you later. You know, again, these are the people we should be supporting. You know, Stacy on the Right, for go to Amazon, buy the book, get a copy of it, e-copy, whatever copy, paperback copy, doesn't matter. And you know what? If you have a Christian friend, buy one for him or her. It's about time we step out of the shadows. We have been hiding in the shadows forever. There's no reason for it. You don't have to pound your belief system into somebody. But you sure as heck better be able to speak to it. I don't want to say defend it, because you don't have to defend anything Jesus did. But be able to defend why you believe it. You know, it always drove me nuts in the early days of the show. I always say to people, why are you a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a decline to state? Why are you a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian? Why? Give me a reason. Sell me on it. You should be able to sell your religious belief like you sell a great movie. Well, if they're already left, but... Or a great restaurant, or what have you. Amazing how excited people get and what they can say about a restaurant they want you to go try. But when it comes to religion, they clam up. It's just amazing. God bless people. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can make donations there. You know, the social platforms have made it possible for us to collect money there. Or you can go to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com on the way out. Promo code Joe. You'll save a boatload of money. I'll make a few bucks, and Mike gets to keep people working in this country. Hey, have a great rest of the night. Don't be stupid. God bless.